Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
So you're in a nice warmer climate, bit of summertime Christmas.
Yes. It is warmer, but I was here in Florida 2 weeks ago and it was cold, and it's also cold today. Everybody says that I bring the cold with me.
Well, hopefully it won't stay very long because we have a good week planned and we want to have our Christmas party in the with the 75 degree weather outside.
Yes, that was so wonderful last year. I just remember standing on the deck watching pelicans in the river. It was just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. So as communications director, you're making sure, for example, that I and Janet and Alvita and our other pastoral team are getting onto radio, television. Tell us a little bit about how you work with the media.
Yeah, well, the media is hard sometimes, but we have Father Frank and Alvita and Janet are our big sellers. You know, they're always interested in their comments on a variety of different, you know, abortions in the news.
All the time.
Maybe 10 abortion stories a day in the various states. So people come to us for a commentary on that.
And we gladly give it before they ask.
And yes. And then, you know, we also send out press releases so they already know what we're thinking. And then, you know, they'll follow up with the press releases by scheduling an interview with someone.
Well, very often, isn't it true, you'll find quotes of ours taken from our press release without them even contact. I mean, if they contact you to say, hey, I want to interview Father Frank, that's great. But that's like icing on the cake. A lot of times, I mean, we're sending out the press release, has a great quote, they'll take it and run with it. They're busy people. They don't necessarily have to. If that's all they need, which it often is, hey, we're getting out there.
Yeah,
right?
And I always try to be the fastest out of the gate because the person who gets the press release in front of them
first
will, you know, they'll...
Right, they got to get that story written, get it in by deadline. And now you have, in fact, we have an interesting software that we use that enables you, doesn't it enable you to... we don't have to get into the details of the software, but I want our supporters to understand that, you know, we use their support in order to get the very best technology. You at any time can send a message to the people who are covering the abortion issue at that particular media outlet in that particular state, even if they were just hired last week and we don't even know their names.
Right.
Tell us how that works.
Yeah, it's very easy. If, say, we wanted to send out something to the Mississippi media before the Senate election a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Which we did. So I went on and I did a search for anybody who is covering the election in Mississippi, and it generated a list instantly of about 130 people.
Right.
So we were able to send out to them, you know, many of them people that I didn't know or hadn't had a relationship with.
Yeah.
And then we can also see who's reading them, and, you know, then you send a follow-up. If they've read them, you send a follow-up, and very often then, you know, that gets results.
So we're doing things with some sophisticated technology, and that's exciting. Now, Krista represents us at different Washington, D.C. events. We send you over to Congress regularly, sometimes to events that other pro-life groups that are based in Washington are hosting. Tell us about the Values Action Team meetings. That's important for our supporters to realize that there are these special meetings right there in the Capitol, right?
Yeah, they're run by the House, and there's two, one run by the House, one by the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And it's just different groups like us, like-minded groups get together and they kind of share what's going on, what they're doing, and the congressmen or senators, they update us on legislation and what's happening in there. So,
and the thrust of these meetings is they're all affirming the pro-life and Christian values that we embrace and that we want to see applied in the arena of lawmaking, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's encouraging. So Krista, you're representing us at those various events, but then also tell our viewers that you do a lot with our website. So you're one of our key, I mean, we have various people in the website department. And but you update, if I have to put something up right now on the website, I'm going to send the email to you, right?
Yeah. I encourage everyone to go to our website every day because it changes every day.
Every single homepage. Multiple times a day.
Yeah, the headlines change all the time, the action alerts, we put all kinds of things up. We put articles, Father Frank's op-eds, just news stories, all kinds of...
And if I wanted to send out an email to all the people on our list, I would also go to you.
Yes, I do that.
And you push a button.
Yes.
And hundreds of thousands of emails.
Over 100,000 emails go out. We send out a lot of our newsletter, our op-eds of Father Frank's.
What if something happened today that I wanted to tell all the priests in the country?
Yeah, I send a parish fax. We have all the
press of a button, right?
Right. The fax numbers for all the parishes in the country. Oh. It's very simple. Basically press a button and it goes out within minutes.
There's a lot of power in your fingers.
Well, another thing about Krista is if anybody needs to know anything, we can always ask Krista because she knows everything. In fact, yeah. Father Frank a few years ago had a little lecture with us where he was saying, don't ask Krista, figure it out yourself. But we've gone back to asking Krista.
Well, that brings up the last point that I wanted to make here is how long each of you has been working with us. We have a lot of, and brothers and sisters, you should know, I mean, you see me out there on the front lines all the time, all our other priests and Alvita, you know, we're in the front lines of the ministry. But these are the people that are making it happen behind the scenes. And we have a very happy staff. We have a very content group of people working for us and who have been working for us for a very long time. Leslie, you came on board when?
Came on board almost 9.5 years ago.
And we even knew you before that.
We did. I was a religion writer at a newspaper on Staten Island, which is where Priests for Life was headquartered, and that's how I came to know them and did a couple of stories. And I was always being told, oh, you should come work for us, you should come work for us. So when newspapers were starting to die, I said, okay, I'm ready to come work for you. And they said, great.
So you've been working, so 2019,
will be 10
we're going to celebrate your 10th anniversary with Priests for like 10 years, decade. Mm-hmm. You're content.
I am.
You're happy working here.
I'm happy.
Well, that's nothing compared to the amount of time I've been here.
I was just going to say, tell us.
July 2001, so over 17 years.
Before 9/11.
Yes, yeah, that's how I always remember the year, really. I mean, it's because it's right before 9/11. I was living on Staten Island. Yeah.
Well, I remember getting your letter of application, actually. I guess it was early in 2001 or may have even been late 2000.
Right.
And I liked what I saw and I like what I've seen ever since. But you've been, tell them that again. You've been working with us for 17,
going 17 on 18 years. Yeah, 18 years.
Almost twice as long as Leslie.
Right, yes. 17 years and a few months. Yeah.
So I have breaking news to announce if you want.
Before we go to the breaking news, you know, I just realized you've been working for me more than half the time that I've been in charge of Priests for Life.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
More than half the time?
Way more than your 25 years.
25 right? years yeah, as so head of Priests for Life. Yeah. Way more is right. Yes. You came
She's
on
like
board.
Three quarter time.
I had only been the head of Priests for Life for 7 years.
Yeah.
And now it's 25. So you're happy working.
You couldn't have done it without her.
We got a great staff, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Janet, our executive director, does she take good care of the staff?
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah.
See, I think as a result of this interview, we're going to get more job applications. We are hiring, as a matter of fact. If you go to priestforlife.org/jobs, take a look. Maybe there's something there for you. Although we've been doing great with hiring, we have hired more people here now in our Florida office than we had to leave behind in New York when we moved a little over a year ago now because we offered everybody that worked with us in New York the same position for the same salary.
Yeah.
And yet coming down here to Florida, that money goes a lot further along, doesn't it? You're going to move here eventually?
Yeah.
We'll keep the same salary.
Yay. And there's no state income tax. So
that's right.
So it's a big raise, actually.
So we offered everybody that, and some were able to come. Mm-hmm. Not all, but not even most, but you know, you got to expect that. And so we anticipated that. And so we've been hiring down here, and we're right on schedule with our hiring. I mean, we're not trying to rush things. We have it all mapped out. We're going to hire various people in 2019. And of course, we have projected plans for more and more growth as we go along. But you have some breaking news, tell us.
I did, right before I came in here, I saw it, so you'll have to interpret it for us. But the Supreme Court has declined to hear the state of Louisiana and Kentucky, I believe, when they defunded Planned Parenthood. Mm. So I guess Planned Parenthood went to try to get the Supreme Court to hear it, and the Supreme Court will not. So I think that's good news, right?
The Supreme Court will not hear their challenge
right.
to the state defunding.
Right.
Yeah, right. I have to, you'll be providing me with the details of that once we're off the cameras, and we'll have more to say about that. But yes, you know, when the Supreme Court declines to hear cases for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they explain why, and sometimes they don't. Did they issue an accompanying statement with their decision?
I literally just saw a tweet as
I
was walking.
So what we'll have to see is whether they issued any explanatory words. But remember, a lot of it is just logistics and practicality, so people should not necessarily read into it one way or the other. But we'll see. We'll have more to say about that. Well, thank you both for being part of a wonderful team and for being part of a wonderful week that we're going to have here at Priest for Life. And we have our mascots here. I bet they haven't gotten on the camera yet because they're down on the floor. But come here, Gianni. Come here. Come here. The people always love to see the doggies. So we have Gianni here, the Lashih Tzu boy. There's Gianni. Say hi to everybody, Gianni. Everybody likes Gianni boy.
Looks like an Ewok.
Yes. And his brother, his older brother. They are both brothers. Giorgio. He's the one in charge. He's the alpha dog. Oh, easy, easy, easy. Look at the camera. See, he doesn't. See, Gianni will sit on your lap all day. Giorgio's a little more. He's a little more fidgety and independent. Yeah. But they're both here. They like being at the office. They belong to Janet, actually. They're Janet's dogs. Janet is the executive director, and they're her dogs. But they like to come here.
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Thanks very much. I'll be with you, if not later tonight, then certainly tomorrow and all during the week. Please make sure you're subscribed to these videos, that you get the notifications when we come on live, that you share them with others, that you comment, let us know what you think about what you see and what we do. We always welcome your suggestions. And remember, we are not just working for victory, we are working from victory. Victory is our starting point. Christ is risen. The Lord comes. We celebrate that in this Advent season, and he comes to bring us life. May he bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Talk to you soon.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.